Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Desktop's conference call to discuss Q3 2021 results. Audio and slides of this conference are being broadcast simultaneously over the internet, and it's available at ri.desktop.com.br and on MZiQ platform. The presentation is also available for download. We'd like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company remarks, we will open for Q&A when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. We'd like to inform you that forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in the light of future developments. Today with us, Mr. Daniel Alves Lino, CEO, Ms. Carla Cardillo, CFO, Mr. Bruno Leão, M&A and IRO, and Mr. Hermindo Sequeto Neto, Revenue Officer. Now, I'd like to turn it to Mr. Daniel, who will begin this presentation. Please, sir, go ahead. Good morning. As you all know, this is our debut year at B3, and I'm very pleased to present Desktop's results for Q3 2021. We continue to deliver expressive growth, both organic and inorganic, fully in line with our planning and our project to consolidate ourselves as leader in broadband ISP in the state of São Paulo and adjacent states. Speaking specifically about our organic expansion, we have maintained growth in mature cities and strongly increased our presence in adjacent regions. Between July and September, Desktop started to operate in 14 new cities, seven of them as part of our organic growth. Relevant cities such as Sorocaba, Pirassununga, Itupeva, Casablanca, Porto Ferreira, Santa Cruz das Palmeiras, and Santa Rita do Passa Quatro. We closed this quarter serving 68 cities. By the end of the quarter, we have surpassed the mark of 1.9 million homes passed, which represents a 143% growth compared to September 2020 and 22% growth compared to June this year. We continue to pick up the pace of our net adds quarter by quarter, reaching the impressive 34,000 net adds in the third quarter alone. That's 34,000 net adds just organically. We also reached 387 active subscribers, an increase of 113% year over year and 16% compared to June 2021. Besides this remarkable growth, we also managed to maintain high levels of penetration by home passed, 28% in mature cities and 7% in these new cities. Our financial results also continue to be extremely positive. The company's gross revenue for this quarter was 119 million, an increase of 118% compared to Q3 2020 and 29% compared to the second quarter of 2021. The company's adjusted EBITDA totaled 40 million for the quarter, above market expectations. We were able to maintain substantial margins even with the strong acceleration of growth. It's also very important to highlight our strong growth in gross revenue. If we annualize the revenue for September 2021 and include the acquisitions of Net Barretos and LPNet, we reached a total annualized revenue of 733 million BRL, result of our strong growth, both organic and inorganic. It's also worth highlighting our investment in training, technology, customer experience that helped us to continue on the path of continuously increasing our score on Reclame Aqui. We reached the end of this quarter with an impressive score of 8.4 in customer satisfaction. This is one of desktop's most important differences from the competition, our concern with customer service. Quality service from end to end is in our DNA. This differential in service, this permanent concern with our customers, together with our network and our top quality products, has increasingly strengthened our position as the leading ISP in the state of São Paulo and sustained our robust and consistent growth. Regarding that, Desktop ended this quarter with 88% of its debt in the long term. In addition, with the cash inflow from the IPO, we closed this quarter with net cash of $204 million, which leaves us extremely well positioned to continue our project of consolidation in the broadband market. Regarding inorganic growth, we remain very excited about the opportunities for consolidation in this sector. This quarter, we closed the acquisition of 100% of StarNet, and we also entered into the purchase and sale agreements for 100% of the capital stock of Net Barretos and LPNet. All these acquisitions are in line with our growth strategy, as they allow the opening of new markets for organic growth and consolidation of our leadership in the interior of the state of São Paulo. With the acquisitions of Net Barretos and LPNet, we reached the milestone of 577,000 active subscribers. I'd like to close by thanking all of our employees, partners, and mainly thank all of our customers for being by our side in building our history. Day after day, with hard work, dedication, and respect, we have managed to gain the trust of all that we are in line to achieve our long-term goals. I am sure that we will continue to consolidate ourselves as leaders in this market with excellence in service delivery, bringing the highest quality access to our customers, and strengthening our brand, Desktop, more and more. Thank you very, very much for your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now open for questions from investors and analysts. Questions will be received exclusively through the webcast platform. Participants can submit their questions so that they can be answered by the company's management team. Please hold while we check for your questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Bruno Varela Solana. Good morning. Can you please elaborate on the outlook regarding EBITDA margin? What is the recurrent level? Besides that, are you considering a buyback of your shares? Hello, good morning. This is Cardillo. I am the company's CFO. Please allow me to answer the first part of your question. In this quarter, we really had a substantial growth. We entered new cities, started to serve new cities, and also the maturity of the cities we were already operating on. So for the next quarters, we expect recovery, going back to levels before these acquisitions. As for the second question, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Leão. Good morning, everyone. I am the M&A and IRO officer. With regard to buyback, we are still examining that. We're still studying that. We don't have right now a position to share with you. Our next question comes from Carlos Gustavo. which would be the guidance for the next quarters regarding expansion in the state of São Paulo and other potential states? Hello, Carlos. This is Ermindo. I'm the revenue officer. With regard to our expansion guidance for the next quarters, and considering the current pace, so we grew from 20 to 68 cities, combined organic and inorganic growth. And this is part of our plan, and this is what we expect for next year. There are some very important large cities and mid-sized cities in the state of São Paulo that should be part of cities that we operate on. And as for the second half of 2022, we are already working on an expansion plan to go beyond the state of São Paulo. Unfortunately, I cannot disclose which states, but after the second half of 2022, we expect to become an interregional company. Thank you. Our next question comes from Arthur Roman. Can you please talk about the acquisition pipelines for the end of this year? Thank you very much for your question. We are very excited with inorganic growth opportunity, and we see many opportunities, and we have been in advanced discussions in São Paulo. There are 20 targets, and with the acquisition of Net Barretos and LPNet, we are very close to adjacent states, which allows us to also consider future acquisitions in these adjacent states. Our next question comes from Andres Coelho, Scotiabank. It's in English. Thank you very much. This is Daniel. Competition with Vivo. We consider that at the same level of the ticket that we find from other companies. There is no differential in price. Actually, desktop provides faster speed with the same average ticket. So I'd say that our entry packages are compatible to Vivo's, and we actually provide faster speed at the same price level. Now, considering the last question, is there any idea about total users and homes passed? This is a question from Bruno Salam. Hello, Bruno. This is Armando once again. Thank you for your question. Yes, we had the opportunity to also implement our plan, and we are always reviewing it, considering these relevant acquisitions, particularly considering this last quarter of this year, considering LPNet and Net Barretos. With that, we also see a new path for growth, considering the synergies with these two acquisitions. And naturally, we go over our growth plan every quarter. What I can share with you is that this growth is aligned to the outlook we shared with you at our IPO. Hello, good morning. Can you please talk about the current churn? What about the growth that led you to those net adds? This question comes from Glauber. Glauber, our churn is compulsory plus voluntary is aligned to the previous quarter. When we examine our churn of mature customers, that will certainly also give us an understanding of where we are heading to. We see this exponential growth, and it's aligned to what was shared with you during our guidance published at our IPO. So we expect to see levels below 2%, actually much less than 2%. If there are no further questions, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Lindo for his final remarks. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for joining us today. Desktop has presented relevant, robust growth, and we see also growth for the end of this year, very aggressive for 2022, both organic and inorganic, and I count on your trust for carrying on with this project, and our RI is available to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you very much. With that, we conclude Desktop's conference call. We thank you all and wish you a great day. Thank you.